Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Wednesday. Here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
U.S. Representative Mary Peltola's office announced that her husband, Eugene Peltola Jr., was killed in a plane crash early Wednesday morning. According to the Department of Public Safety Incident Dispatch, Alaska State Troopers were notified shortly before 9 p.m. on Tuesday, September 12th, of a plane crash approximately 64 miles northeast of St. Mary's. At the same time, an emergency location transmitter activated that was registered to 57-year-old Bethel resident Eugene Buzzy Peltola Jr. The dispatch reports that two hunters who were at the scene but not involved in the crash provided medical care to the injured pilot and sole occupant of the plane. The Alaska Rescue Coordination Center deployed an Alaska Air National Guard rescue team to the scene, which arrived early in the morning of September 13th. The pilot was confirmed to be Peltola, who was flying a Piper Super Cub that crashed just after departure. Peltola unfortunately died before the rescue team arrived. The rescue team transported Peltola and the two uninjured hunters back to Joint Base Elmendorf-Richardson. Peltola's body was brought to the state medical examiner's office for autopsy. A statement from Representative Peltola's office released early Wednesday morning says the family is mourning the loss and asks for privacy during this difficult time. We are devastated to share that Mary's husband, Eugene Peltola Jr., Buzzy to all of us who knew and loved him, passed away earlier this morning following a plane accident in Alaska. The statement says, he was one of those people that was obnoxiously good at everything. He had a delightful sense of humor that lighted the darkest moments. He was definitely the cook of the family, and family was most important to him. He was completely devoted to his parents, kids, siblings, extended family, and friends, and he simply adored Mary. We are heartbroken for the family's loss. The representative was not in Alaska at the time of the accident, but returned home immediately to be with her family. Throughout the uncertain time ahead, Peltola's staff will interact with the public on her behalf for the time being. According to her office's statement, our team will continue to meet with constituents and carry on the work of the office while Mary and her family grieve. More on this story at RadioKenai.com. For KSRM News, I'm Nick Sorrell.
On September 6th, the Kenai City Council met to discuss an ordinance which determined whether the Kenai Municipal Airport would increase appropriations for airport fire and rescue. The ordinance proposed that there would be an increase in revenues and appropriations in the airport funds to procure consumables for aircraft rescue and fire training operations at the Alaska Fire Training Facility. All seven city council members were in favor of the ordinance, and it was enacted that night. According to Mary Bondurant, the interim airport manager for the Aircraft Rescue and Fire Training Facility, this program would help many firefighters that work in the state of Alaska, but also for those who work in the lower 48 as well.
That training usually takes place in April and September, and it consists of fire drills. And in order to conduct the live fire drills, they need propane.
The airport will be providing the facility to host the training, as well as offer props for practice. As for who's paying for this, it's a team effort.
The funding for the propane currently is coming out of the airport fund. And then when the training is complete, the recipients of the training will reimburse the city for the consumables, in this case, which is the propane.
For more on this story, visit our website at RadioKenai.com. That's the news of the Kenai in Alaska. I'm Adriana Hernandez-Santana.
A Kenai man was sentenced on August 31st to 20 months in prison and 7 years supervised release for not registering as a sex offender after moving to Alaska from Oregon. According to court documents, Wayne Hins, 65, was convicted of 2 counts of rape and 6 counts of sexual abuse in the state of Oregon in 1999. The defendant was sentenced to 14 and a half years in prison and 5 years probation. Further details on this story available by visiting our website at RadioKenai.com. For KSRM News, I'm Nick Sorrell.